and good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am always excited about having you joining me. So glad to be joining you on this fabulous day. This morning, we had snow flurries throughout the night here in D.C., but right now we are 39 degrees and cloudy. We're going up to 45 degrees, and it's still going to be cloudy. Detroit, you got 35 degrees. You got snowflakes coming to you. More snow. It's a 50-50 chance. Your high is going to be 36 degrees and cloudy. Richmond, Virginia, you're cloudy, 42 degrees, and your high is going to be 54 degrees. And I got to shout out to London, because you know I love you. I'm coming to see you soon, too, people. London, you're mostly sunny today, and you're 50 degrees, and that is your high today. That always tickles me. I don't know why. Your high is always at the top of the hour. Atlanta, you are sunny today and 44 degrees. And let's see, Augusta, Georgia, you are 54 degrees, sunny, and your high is 59. I love you, Augusta, so much. And Columbia, South Carolina, I haven't seen you guys in so long, but I miss you and love you. Sunny, and your high today is, well, you're sunny right now, 54 degrees, and your high is going to be 58 degrees. All right. Well, we can go on. Miami, you raining right now. You got some rain coming to you. You're 79 degrees and partly cloudy. All right. So listen, we got a wonderful show today. I'm so excited. We got Miss Darlene McCoy is going to be joining us today. Also, Apostle Vero Howard, she's going to be talking about the authenticity of prayer in the summit that's coming up this Saturday that moi is going to participate in, and I'm super excited about that. Then we got my girl Gina G, famous first lady of comedy in Florida. That's what I call her. And also, she's going to be giving us the trending tea and also going to be sharing with us what she say. And then we got my girl, Elizabeth Brooks. She's going to be talking to us about fitness. I love her. Can't wait. Also, we got a special guest, one of our sponsors, and she's going to be talking about her contribution to those that are suffering maybe with hair loss and et cetera, making wigs for them. Her name is DeWan at Salon DeWan, the glam shop. She's going to be joining us live today. So I'm super excited. Listen, if you have seen me ever in some of the blouses that I wear, the unique clothes that I wear, oh my goodness, you don't know, but you're going to know today. The Chic Shack, that's where I go. I love the Chic Shack. Dementia is the owner of that, young girl doing her thing at the Chic Shack. Love it so much. I love my blouses. So if you see me on stage hosting shows or even at speaking engagements, that's where I've gotten my tops, at the She Shack at 1230 8th Street, Northeast Washington, D.C. And you can also go online to thechicshack.com and go on Instagram at the Chic Shack, and Facebook, it's also the Chic Shack. Everywhere, it's the Chic Shack. So go and check them out and see about purchasing your new blouse today or some other vintage items that she has. I love how they mix and match. But anyway, I love the Chic Shack. You got to check them out. Dementia, the owner, I love her. Okay, so I want to talk to you guys today about just encouraging you today. I know that it's a lot of people really going through stuff, and I know that I've been really talking about that, but I really feel like it's needed that that you understand that no matter what, we got to run to God. It's so important to run to Him. I know we want to run to, you know, food, or, you know, maybe, you know, wine, or, you know, maybe a person, or, you know, take it out, vent out, you know, yell it out or cry it out or whatever, but make sure that you keep it to God and try to train yourself to really seek Him first. The Bible says that if we seek Him first and His righteousness, all things would be added onto us. And, you know, we might have to repent for some things. We might have to repent by reaching for the phone first or reaching for something else to satisfy the pressures that we may be going through at this time and not seeking Him first. We might be going to something else. And so with that being said, His grace is sufficient, but I really encourage you to really repent. If you have reached for anything or any person before reaching to God, before seeking Him. And I know it's hard. And this is why the enemy wants us, you know, the pressure is so, and he tempts us to go and say, oh, what's the point? What's the use? Why not? It doesn't even matter anymore. He wants us to give up on God. He wants us to give up on Him. And so we have to remain steadfast and unmovable in Him. And yes, it's hard, but I believe that by God releasing this word to you right now, this would be the first first thing that you think about when you're going and feeling the pressures, when you feel attacked, when you feel alone, when you feel abandoned, when you feel like you just can't take anymore. This is really, really, really a season of maturity, and it is hard. Being pruned, being processed is not easy. It's really not, but it's so super rewarding. I know that God is able to heal, to deliver, to provide, to give, to grant, to bless, to elevate, to increase. I know that he's able to heal, deliver. He's able to do all of that. He's able to make us whole. The Bible says, by his stripes, we are healed and made whole. It is so imperative that we fight through the temptation of throwing in a towel, fight through the temptation of giving up hope, fight through that temptation of being feeling alone and that you're the only one. Reach for God. If you just got to say, Jesus, 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 even your attempts, your efforts are appreciated by him. He'll help you be stronger the next time, but we got to start somewhere. We got to start somewhere. And I just want to encourage you, just remember these words, that this is from Holy Spirit. This is from God. He wants you to win. He wants you to succeed. He wants to bless you. He wants to increase you with all of his glory. He really does. All he wants you to do is seek him first and his righteousness, being right standing with him, meaning, you know, a sober mind. He's given us the love, power, and a sound mind. This is what he wants us to operate in. So when we come to him, this is what he'll release. And I'm telling you, even if it's a process, even if you, you know, fall short, at least you tried to call on him. Don't just not call on him. That's the point of this whole thing. And I trust and believe that he will keep strengthening you in that. And you'll remember, you know, I got to call on God first. I don't feel like nothing's going to move. I don't know if he's going to do anything. I don't even know if he can hear me. I can't even hear him. The sound is so loud. These waves are crashing. The thunderstorms are crackling. I don't know if he can even hear me, but I'm going to still call on him because his word says that if I stand still, I'll see his salvation, that the battle is not mine, but it is his, that he will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think. So just reaching out for him, expecting him to move. And even if you couldn't even utter a word, but you're standing there calling on his name and just saying, Lord, I need you. I need you. I believe the Father that we serve, the Father that created us in his image, I believe that even that attempt is worth rewarding. I just believe that. And he will do it every single time you build yourself up, because like a father, he wants to see you stand. He don't want to see you falling. He don't want you crawling anymore. He wants you to stand and take each step that he's ordained for you and predestined for you, so you could be successful in all of the things kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. I hope this blessed you, because Lord God knows I needed it. So I want to say thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding me of how good Father is. And thank you, Jesus, for the blood that covers this word, that I believe that it will continue to manifest and get stronger and take root and grow deep within our souls. In Jesus' mighty name, it blessed me. All right. Well, listen, our first guest, we got a lot of people coming on, so we don't want to hold on any longer. All of this is going to be a blessing to you. This whole show, we got Darlene McCoy syndicated. Oh, I love her so much. Okay, she's gonna be joining us. I'm talking about her song Even Me. Let's take a listen to that before she comes on with us.
I hear you calling me, calling your spirit, drawing me. Good and bad and joy. The same time. Confused, I don't understand.
my goodness. Darlene McCoy, how are you, girl?
Hey, sister, Dr. Gina, how you doing?
Girl, let me tell you, I'm doing great. And every time I hear even me, that beat, mm-hmm. that bass, oh, my God. Can I just tell you that we needed that in the gospel industry? I felt like it was like a flow of living water, quenching the thirst of R&B lovers. I'm telling you, it was needed. That beat, the way you sound, the smoothness. I mean, I can listen in the summertime, the windows down, okay, sunroof open, and even me thumping.
Amen, honey. Amen.
Well, listen, I'm super excited for you, Darlene, because really we met at a conference in Atlanta, and your testimony, mm-hmm. your story, I mean, it was just so transparent, and you know, you're funny. People don't really, you know, that don't know Miss Darlene McCoy, it's so much to her. It's layers and layers, wow. and God is just continuously expanding her to so many different levels. She's a comedian, wow. she's an author, she's a radio personality, she's a songstress. Girl, what don't you do?
I don't sleep. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know what it is. But, man, it was just an honor to meet you at that conference because, I mean, I fell in love with you, too. You're just so powerful with even your testimony as well. And, you know, just such a blessing to women all over the world. I really appreciate your ministry so much. So thank you, sis.
Well, I appreciate you. And, you know, we're worldwide and your show is huge in numbers and everything. And we got to tell the listeners how they can follow you and tune in, because I know those that are out of the country, they can go through an app and all of that and listen to you. But I want you to be able to tell us, where did you start singing? Like, I mean, your voice is amazing, and not just singing, but professionally singing.
Thank you. Well, you know what? It's one of those things. I've been singing all my life as a kid. I don't know anything else but that. You know, all I know is when I was big enough to go to rehearsal, that's where I went.
Wow.
I grew up in church singing, but I really didn't take it seriously or professionally until I was noticed. And it was more of a situation like that. I was not aspiring to be a recording artist, because some people that have a gift are just good with their gift and whatever. But I was serving in church, and Darwin Hobbs, I'll never forget, it was this simple. He said, "Do you have a record deal?" I said, "No." He said, "You need one. Let's go to Nashville tomorrow." It was that simple. He took me to Nashville, sat me in front of EMI Gospel, Ken Pennell. We sat there and got a deal, and this is how the nation was able to discover my gift in song. So, of course, there's a lot to the story, but quite simply, that's the way it happened.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, but Darlene, a lot of your testimony is just, and people don't realize this, I'm sorry, because of my thoughts, but your testimony is an example of walking, just walking, and God bringing things mm-hmm. to you. Like, a lot of your testimony that I heard, even at the conference, was just you walking like a child to God, and just like, you know what, I'm going here, I don't know what this means, but I feel like I need to go here, and then you just go, and then God shows you what he's doing, and a lot of people, what would you say to people that are afraid of that first set or second or third step? Like, girl, what encouragement can you give listeners today?
I'm going to tell you, I'm afraid all the time, because it's so much easier to lean on what you can see. It's so much easier to go ahead and write out a plan and follow your own plan. It's so much easier to just do that, so then you can just blame it on yourself if things fail and say, all right, I just got to get better. But when you're a person that really just trusts God for who you are, and you hear the Lord saying, go this way, and it's totally unorthodox, yes, it's very scary. Yes, it's scary to go without a plan. Yes, there are a lot of people that will come to you and tell you, you should go this way, but when you know the Lord has sent you this way, you'll find out later why. A lot of times, you know, I really feel like it's more important for us to be aligned and in position with God, because goodness and mercy is designed to follow us when we're in right alignment. Miracles, signs, and wonders, they're supposed to follow us. We're never supposed to chase after them, after things like that. They come after us. Understanding comes after us. We seek first the kingdom. Other things are added to us. So we really have to change our mental positioning of where we are in God, because a lot of us, you know, are beggars to God. God, I need you to do this. But what does he need you to do? We have to be available to God and able to say, you know what, God, whatever you want me to do, I'm here. This is the direction I'll go, because at the end of the day, your kingdom is what's most important to my life.
Amen to that, girl. And I love that even in your song, Even Me. And see, what people don't know, when the people that are listening that do listen to your show, The Nightly Spirit, on Praise Network, listen, you already know that she's unique, she's colorful, she's funny, she's silly, and all of that. And I so relate to that. Like, I don't feel like, I feel like having freedom to express yourself, your hair color, your style of clothing, it's just so unorthodox. I don't feel like, I feel like God was so creative with, if you look at all of what he's created, all that he's allowed us to create and design, he's not boring.
At
he's
all.
He's not a boring at God all. I mean, so I feel like, you know, when the Son is set free, it's free indeed.
Right. That's right. And we got to be comfortable with who he made us to be. We have to, first of all, understand that we cannot be in a position where, you know, because I toned down my silliness for years for the church. You know what I mean? But
you did.
I'm silly. I can't help it. As a matter of fact, that's probably the easiest thing in the world I can do is be silly. So,
no, you know, I love being quirky. I love it. It's no other way for me to be.
Right. And we have to enjoy those facets of our personality that God gave us. And realize not all of them are meant to capitalize on, but it's something that you just have. He equips you. When you're called to a certain place, he equips the call. And a lot of the things that are in your personality is the equipment that he uses. And it's not just for you to capitalize on all the time, but it's just for you to be and all that you can be in God.
Do you find that sometimes, Darlene, that you might be misunderstood with your, you know, the way you are? Like people just sometimes don't get it, or they misinterpret things. I mean, do you find that that's challenging?
Yes, all the time I find that. But if we realize how unique each individual is, we would stop being so misunderstood. It just says something to me about all of us. If we feel like everybody's supposed to be a certain way, then this can't be God. He created the entire universe, and he's got different facets of the universe. And you mean that he, you know, saw fit to send his son to mankind, to save mankind, for us to be bland, boring, and the same thing? No, we have to, we got to tap in and get deeper in God and appreciate, you know, ourselves as creation. So, because I really believe that the kingdom is colorful. I believe that the church is designed to be colorful. I believe that we have authority in areas so much further than the church. We do, but we have to tap into who we are, because that's who God sent. He is the ruler of the whole world, the whole nation, the universe. And we are blessed to have an opportunity to be one of his, in his image and in his likeness, whatever that may be.
Yes, and that's the fun about the journey, is discovering that, allowing him to introduce all of these, you know, facets of his being to us, the facets of life, his attributes, his statues. That's so much fun to say, oh, you really don't mind if I did that, or you really don't, and we're not talking about nothing bad, but you don't mind me being silly, you don't mind me, you know, coloring my hair, or you don't mind me, you know, wearing some, you know, rock and roll shirt or whatever. I mean, you don't care about things. It's part of our creativity. It's abstract.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Right.
Well, listen,
I tell you,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Darlene.
I was just going to say, when you in your purest form of your uniqueness, you hear God and see him in a whole lot of different ways that you probably never imagined. He's a creator, so he's creative. And he has given us creativity. And we have to understand that every day we wake up, we have an opportunity to create again. So Yeah.
It's amazing. Well, you know what? Love having you on here. Even Me is her new project, and you can get it everywhere. It's in constant rotation, girl. I hear it at least, I don't even know. I listen to the Praise Network here. I can't even talk about 25 times, maybe 25, 30 times in a day.
Praise the Lord.
It is constantly playing on Erica Campbell, on Charlene Jackson, her show. Midday, and on Willie Moe Jr. And I hear it on your show sometimes. I hear it all day and can't get enough. How can everyone follow you? Tell them what the station is and how they can follow you and listen to you every day.
Absolutely. They can follow me on at Darlene McCoy on my Instagram and Twitter. I Am Darlene on Facebook. And then IamDarlene.com is my my website. You can see a whole not on the website. So, yeah. If you go to IamDarlene.com, that'll lead you to everything.
Oh, that is so awesome. I got to check that out, the website. I know it's off the chain because I get everything from your Instagram. She is live on Instagram all through the day. It's like you rolling with her right there where she at. I got Gina G, my co-host. She has a question to ask you. Hey, Gina.
Hello.
Now, my question is, now I know I've watched your Instagram. I know you're all over the place. You are a very busy woman. Do you find it, do you find people in your circle or maybe your outer circle that tell you that you're doing too much? And when people don't see your vision, how do you handle those type of situations?
It depends on who's telling me that I'm doing too much.
Right. Absolutely.
If it's my children, yeah, because the rest of them, I'm like, hey, listen, I don't have anything to explain to everybody. Somebody just got something to say. But my children telling me I'm doing too much, I'll pull back and see and reevaluate what I'm doing because, you know, and they're not children. I am a mother hen. If anybody listens to my show, I've been talking about mother hens.
Yes.
But at this point in my life, at this time in my life, hey, listen, my mom and my dad and my kids, that's what matters.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
And then if I feel like I'm doing too much, it's time to pull up. I do realize that I was born a workaholic, but a lot of times you do have to pull back to make sure that you're just not being busy, but you're being productive. And doing the things that you've been called to do. I have a problem with that because I like to do what I'm called to do and then what I like to do.
Tell the truth now.
I have to find a good balance in between all of that, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
I love it.
Wow.
Well,
go
Darlene
on, queen.
McCoy.
Your inspiration. Yes.
I love you, sis. Thank you.
Well, Darlene McCoy, I thank you so much for coming in and talking to all of the Dr. Gina's Radio Chat listeners, girl. I got one favor to ask before you go. If you could please do a small radio drop for me with Doug, that would be so appreciated before you hang up. I would love that.
Absolutely.
Well, listen,
absolutely.
You are a family member now to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat,
yes.
Girl. So you can come anytime.
Thank you.
Next single drop. You got some concert stuff going on overseas, whatever, NC, out of seas. Call me up.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. We have got Verl Howard coming up after these messages. We'll be right back. Thank you, Darlene.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
What's up, everybody? This is Tracrae.
And this is Adrian.
And we are Last Call. You're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So keep it locked.
They're so cute. All right, Apostle Verl Howard, how are you, girl?
I'm doing well, and I'm so excited to be on this line with you today because you always turned up.
I'm always turned up. Oh, my God. Verl,
yes,
we
are.
Got this conference coming up. Tell the listeners about it, and, you know, and maybe they'll come on out and join us and see what God's getting ready to do. The Authenticity of Prayer Summit. How did God give this to you, girl?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm a prayer warrior. Bottom line, I have been for years. I know it's not the most glamorous job or position or call with respect to in the body of Christ, but the Lord has anointed me to be a prayer warrior. And God was telling me that a lot of us don't even know how to go before the throne room of God. We don't know the process. We just start out, we want to pray repeatedly like the Sadducees and the Pharisees did. And God tells us in Matthew 6 and 7, but when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens. And, you know, a lot of times we go and we ask God, but we don't even exalt God. We don't even give Him thank yous for what He has done already. We just want to make a quick prayer to Him for Him to pour out and do something for us. So the authenticity of prayer is about your prayers coming from heaven, those prayers that God has inspired, those prayers where God is prophetically praying through you, you know, and you're not just coming to Him with your wants all the time, but you are allowing God to speak those heavenly prayers into your ear gates so they could be released into the atmosphere. So I'm excited about it. We have prophetic dancing coming. We have Dr. Gina Prince coming. She's our keynote speaker. We have churches that are coming to be involved, and it's just going to be awesome. Awesome.
I'm excited. I'm excited about it because I love prayer, and I can't even leave the house without praying. And I might, if I'm in my car, I just talk to God all day. I mean, it's always just an appreciation. And I think that's what, you know, we as the body of Christ have to get to the place that we have to be appreciative. We have to be appreciative that we were created, that we are able to go to the throne. You know, everything that you have said, and I just think that if you think about where He brought you from, you know what I'm saying? If you think about all of the blessings that you have and that you have encountered, I mean, if He didn't do anything, aren't you grateful just for the fact that you can breathe, that, you know, you had, you know, were created, that you were able to get as far as you have? I just, you know, worshiping Him is validating that He is above everything. I just think He's do that. You know, I just
I don't
agree
understand.
With you.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You don't understand.
To interject there, I don't understand how any Christian or any house of God could not have a prayer life. I just don't get it. I don't understand the lack of emphasis on prayer because the Bible tells us in Matthew 26:41, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Because our spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so we got to daily go before the throne room of God. I can't rely on last year's prayer to carry me through in this new dimension or this new dispensation of how this enemy is attacking. So I'm so excited about this. I believe it's a call for the prayer warriors. And that new prayers are going to be released as God utters those prayers. And I think a lot of them are going to leave out there changed. I think that, you know, some of them may have been approaching this matter the wrong way, but they're understanding now that all my prayers must be inspired by God. They're not ritual. They're not habitual. They're mm-hmm. inspired by God. Because if I pray today habitually like I did yesterday, I may miss who I'm supposed to pray for. So we're doing this summit this Saturday from 9 till 12 at the Hampton Inn, 5000 Mercedes Boulevard. And then once we finish learning how God desires for us to approach him, we're going to go to the Bible Museum. And I'm excited about that, too, for that time of fellowship. So it's just going to be an awesome time before the Lord this Saturday.
I think it's going to be amazingly fun and very equipping, and you need to be there. Go ahead and check out, where can they go to purchase tickets or even just whatever they need to do? How can they follow you and get that information?
Well, they can go on my Facebook page under Apostle Verl, V-E-R-Y-L, Howard. I've been posting consistently. I'm also, Twitter is Pastor VH1. All the information is on there. Again, it's going to be held at the Hampton Inn, which is 5000 Mercedes Boulevard, between 9. We'll be summing it up 9 and 12. And it's right out there in Marble Heights, Camp Springs, Maryland. It is free. There's not a fee on this summit to come in. We want you to come in thirsting and hungering for more of God and a better understanding of your prayer life, and know that it's cool to be a prayer warrior. I told the prayer warriors Monday night on our prayer line that a lot of social events, political events, church events, things of that nature would be altered if we really got on that wall. It is our duty to stay on that wall. And we don't understand how we are impacting nations through our prayer lives that are crossing over seas and oceans and countries and demographics. So those prayer warriors have to be called to life, because somebody needs to intercede for China. Somebody needs to lay Africa before them. Somebody needs to hit Puerto Rico. And we're not doing that. We're staying within the realms of the prayers that we're used to. God is saying, step out the rim of your Noah, even in your prayer life. So this Saturday, we're going to tap on that. So I'm excited about what you, what our other two speakers, two of the members of the church, Barbara Johnson and Deborah Smoke, they're going to be talking about men and women who are prayer warriors. And then you want to close it out with keynote speaking. So I'm excited about whatever it is God has already anointed you all's tongues and spirit and soul with to release to us.
Saturday. Amen. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. I mean, God has already given me instructions, and I can't wait to just release what it is. I feel like I'm impregnated with a word that is going to shake up souls and shake us up and get us in the position as watchmen and gatekeepers, because that's exactly what we are. We are watchmen and gatekeepers. We're on the watchtower. We're on the front line. We are trailblazers, and we have to be equipped. And I know a lot of people in this season and time, they're growing weary, and you know, they might not see things moving as fast, and they feel like they're alone and things like that. And God has really been placing that on my heart. I think a time when we need to be together, iron sharpens iron, and we get ready for the battle once again. And no, it's not ours, it is the Lord's, but we are in a position to win. And if we change our way of thinking about warfare, then we'll have a clear understanding that it is our duty. We were created to do that, cast out demons, heal the sick, you know, and preach the gospel. It's all about those and above. So yes, this is going to be amazing. Thank you, Verl Howard, Apostle Verl Howard, for coming on Dr. Gina's radio chat. And she's also a part of the team. Everybody that you hear, she's booking them to be a part of the show. So this is the one you need to call. Tell everybody about how they can get in touch with you about booking shows and things like that with your artists, like, I mean, Dietrich Haddon.
Dietrich Haddon, my baby, and many more. My company is called Faith Management and Talent Casting. You can call me at 910-644-1824, 910-644-1824. You can always inbox me at Apostle Verl Howard on Facebook, and you can email me at verl920@aol.com. again, thank you so much for having me. Matthew 6:33 Global Ministries is listening. They are anticipating.
All right, hey, y'all.
they are anticipating whatever you are impregnated with. So come, bring it, birth those multiple babies. We are waiting.
All right. Well, thank you, Verla. I'll see you Saturday. And you know you're always welcome here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. She do a lot of the booking, y'all. So it was hard to get her to come on today because she be busy. So, but we had to talk about the summit this Saturday. So I'm glad you were able to have the time to do it. Thank you so much. I love you. I've been knowing Verla Howard, Apostle Verla Howard, for years. And we can go into that another time. But she has seen quite a transformation in what God can do, y'all. Talking to me right now. Now, I think that we probably never thought that this day would be, but I'm so glad because
we can never look at a person and say that God doesn't have greatness on them.
Let me tell you something. Verl used to look at me back in the day like, oh my God, girl, like, let's go to church. She used to drag me to church with her everywhere. And I always wanted to go. And every time I went, God was using you to just keep pouring into me. You know, every service that we went to, I would be touched by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And it just was enough just to, you know, to hold on to me. So even if a person is not completely transformed, don't undermine what God's little bit of trickle of water is doing, because it is doing something. And if it wasn't for that, you know, that was a piece of my life that I thank God that he used you to do. So thank you so much for sticking to your guns and this business and being, you know, a stand up believer and sticking to your guns when everything could have pulled you out and, you know, and all of that. But you were so steadfast and unmovable. And I thank you. I couldn't even tempt her. She was no game when it came to Jesus. So I thank God for you. All right. I just wanted to tell you that.
Thank you. I so appreciate that. And my game is up since you met me. So I'm really no nonsense when it comes to the things of the Lord and people getting saved. And I know God has anointed me with a type of steadfast and boldness. But, you know, at the same token, we warriors need prayer too. So I'm going to solicit the authentic, not false prayers, not false prophecies or anything or proper lying over my life, but I'm going to solicit your audience, all of you all that have an authentic prayer on your mouth and you hear God give you my name, please pray for me.
Amen. I love you.
Well, may I say something so quick?
Yes, Gina, go ahead.
I just want to say thank you to you because you have molded Miss Dr. Gina, and she has changed and molded my life. So I just want you guys to know that it just keeps going and going and going and going. So I pray that one day I can bless somebody the way you have blessed her and she has blessed me. That's it.
Amen.
And you will. And you will. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right, Gina G. Love you. And Verl, okay, we'll see. I'll talk to you soon, girl.
Okay, thank you. Talk to you all later. See you Saturday.
See you Saturday. All right, that was good, right, Gina?
That was so good, and I felt compelled. I'm like, you know, Gina
girl, you know
is
I don't
doing
care.
Her heart out. I said, well, let me thank her. So she's the one.
She's one of the many. She's one of the many, and that's what you're going to come across as you continue your journey. God will keep sending people that will keep, you know, reminding or imparting into your life to just build you up. And she was one of the ones at the beginning that, I mean, the words that she has spoken when I first met her, I mean, literally, I used to probably confuse the mess out of her because I was a mess. And so, I mean, she would still take me with her to churches and stuff like that. And, you know, and she worked with my ex-husband at the time, my son's father. And so, I mean, she was doing the marketing for him at that time, him and his partner, Dave Rubin, and they had a promotion company. And she was the marketing person that would go to the churches and, you know, and get them to, you know, get tickets and come to the plays and, you know, put flyers in there and et cetera. So she was traveling a lot, but we would always meet up in some of the states that she was in. And, you know, I knew that I needed more, and she was able to do that. But she was able to, you know, take me to the waters. She really did.
Wow.
She would take me right on to the water where Jesus is, and I would get what I need. And, you know, she was always listening to me and things like that while I was going through my state of confusion. about life, myself, my identity, all of that. But listen, I'm so glad you did get to say something, because we just got such a packed show. We got Elizabeth Brooks on. Elizabeth Brooks talking about 5 minutes of fitness. I know she's about to bust because she just told me she came from a conference. So I got to hear what Miss Elizabeth Brooks talking about today. What you saying, girl, about fitness?
Oh, my God. First of all, hi, everybody. Good morning. Hello. I my passion for fitness, it just gets escalated when I go to conferences. This was a major personal trainer conference that takes place every year. There's one on the East Coast, there's one on the West Coast, and there's a big world conference where people come from all over the world to attend this conference. But I was on the East Coast one this year, and, you know, just collecting my CECs, and I am so fired up. I am even more passionate than I was when I went to the conference, and that is hard to do. And I am so grateful to God that I get to do what I absolutely love doing. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you all today about, and this was something that was drilled into us as trainers at the conference, and that is the fact that we as individuals are just sitting too much. We're sitting too much, people. That yeah. Sitting has now become the new smoking. Sitting is hazardous to our health, everybody. And what I want to just remind people of is a few things. First of all, when you think about how much sitting we're doing, you know, adults and children in the United States spend the majority of their non-exercising waking day in some kind of sedentary behavior. Think about it for a second. The riding in the car, working at your desk, eating a meal at a table, playing video games. We know that's going on. Working on a computer, watching television. We're doing all this activity in the seated position and even more. And it has gotten to the point now where sitting is literally has hazardous effects on our actual health and our health profile. People who sit more have higher incidence for obesity. People who sit more increase their health risk for diabetes, coronary heart disease, even cancer, than people who move more. And what I want to do is just encourage everybody to keep it moving. I also want to remind you that even if you are doing a 30-minute to one-hour workout every single day, the current minimum guideline is 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise every day. Okay, everybody has kind of caught on to that, and people have started doing that. But the problem is you can't do 30 minutes of exercise in a day and then sit for the rest of the day. We can't do it. It's still, even if you do that, the negative effects of sitting are so bad that they cancel out any positive benefit for the physical activity that you did. I want people to absorb that for a minute. Even if you're doing a 30-minute to one-hour workout every day, if you sit for 5 to 6 to 7 hours a day, it cancels out the positive benefit of that workout. So we cannot sit. And one of the things I wanted to help us do, because sometimes we like, okay, well, you know, I can't sit. You know, do you want me to do 3 or 4 workouts today? No, we don't need to do more workouts. We need to do more general movement. So I want to give people some practical tips. Now, I knew you would love this, Gina, so I'm going to give you some practical tips. Now, some of these might sound a little crazy, okay? But all of these are at an attempt to get people moving, more active, get us, you know, just get us moving our legs more. One of the things that happens when we sing a lot is triglycerides. Those fats get pulled in our legs. And so, you know, it's really, instead of our bodies flushing through those triglycerides and those fats, they're getting settled in our legs, they're pooling, and that's one of the reasons why our heart disease risk is going up. So listen to some of these suggestions that I'm having. You guys can give me a little feedback. If these sound crazy, it's okay if it sounds a little crazy. It's okay if people looking at you in the office like, why is she doing that stretch with her leg up on the desk like that? We just know we need to move more, okay? So here's one tip. Stand and walk around the office every 30 minutes, people. First of all, you can't sit for more than an hour without it negatively affecting your back.
So if you know you need to get up and move more, just think about how you're going to do that. Every 30 minutes, set those watches, set those clocks, set those computers. Let them give you a regular alarm every 30 minutes to get up and move. And you don't have to, you know, go outside. Just stand up. Do a couple of squats over top of your chair at your desk. You know, do some toe touches, you know, and then get back to work, you know. But you have to do some kind of movement every 30 minutes. Stand up and move every time you need to go get some water. So, first of all, you know I have this big water thing, and most people aren't drinking enough water anyway. So if you need to go get water, walk to the water fountain. Take your water bottle. Go to the kitchen sink. I need you moving, people. I need you moving. I need you feeling progressive and active all day long. Another tip that I have, okay, look, we don't have to sit and watch TV for 5 hours and not move the entire time that we're doing it, okay? First of all, 5 hours of TV is way too much, okay? I mean, you know, get up, say a prayer to the Lord. That's a lot of time watching TV, okay? But if you are going to watch a television program, let's say it's a couple of hours during the commercial, get up, go run upstairs to the bathroom, touch the top of the stairs and run back down. Go in your kitchen, do your dishes, you know, put a load of laundry in. We have got to be more mobile people. And I really just want to encourage us to do that. You know, if you're taking a coffee break, take a minute to go out, you know, walk around the building. Go hit those stairs. Go all the way down. Come all the way up. We have got to move, people. We cannot sit for 4 to 5 to 6 hours a day and not think that those that sitting isn't negatively affecting our overall health profile. Even if you're doing a 30 minutes of 1 hour workout every single day, it's just not working. We got to be more active. God knew what He was doing when He made our bodies, and He made us to be moving, functioning, you know, creatures. We're not designed to sit for long periods of time, and the evidence of that is so strong. The more we sit, the more inflammation builds up in our bodies. And I was talking about those triglycerides, those fats in our blood. They pool in our legs the more we sit. A lot of people lose a lot of circulation in their legs when they sit for long periods of time. Our bodies are just not designed for sitting. And a lot of things you can do standing. We don't have to talk on the phone and be seated. We don't have to be on our computers to sit. Now there's all these great standing desks and stuff like that. Let's be a little bit more creative, everybody. Let's get moving. You know, do some walk-in lunges down your hallway. You know, if you need to talk to someone in your office, don't send them an email. Get up and go talk to them. We need each other. How do you know that somebody doesn't need a word of prayer or something or a hug or just a smile? Because we're all so busy communicating electronically that you're not doing the face-to-face thing anymore. Okay, right. So I love you guys. Fitness begins with correct thinking, and I want us to correct the way we think about exercise. And exercise is not just something we do for 30 minutes to an hour. Exercise is something we do all day.
All day. Get up and move something.
Praise the Lord.
Where can they follow you, Elizabeth?
They can find me on www.thinkingcorrectly.com, okay? Or you can email me at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com.
Well, Gina, I know you move a lot, so I don't
Gina, I've been missing you in my classes. I brutalized them today.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be there next week. But, Gina, I know you move a lot, Gina G.
I do. I move a lot. I move as much as possible. But, you know, I do worry about my husband being a truck driver. And yeah. So when you said that, it really, now I have to kind of give him some type of tip that he needs to do because, of course, he sits for hours and, you know, he's driving hours and hours at a time. So I didn't know that about sitting still. So that is amazing.
You got to do a jumping jack or something, you know, do some kind of bending or jumping jack or something. You
every
gotta
hour,
do something.
Pull over to the side of the road, do some burpees, get back in and keep
yeah,
it moving.
You got to keep it moving because you'll start swelling up. Yeah. Well, listen, always a pleasure, Elizabeth Brooks. Always a pleasure having you on, Elizabeth Brooks. Until next time, and I will see you next week, girl. My body just needed to take a break.
I'm ready for you. I've already planned the workout for you, Gina, okay?
Oh, Lord. Gina, you in trouble.
I'm ready. I love it.
I love you,
Elizabeth. Thank you.
Exactly. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, now we got to move right on along because time is just not enough time. Dewan from Salon. Dewan, hey girl.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, God, thank you for
hi,
your
Gina,
patience.
Hi, Gina.
Hello. How you? Hey, there you go. Hey, girl.
How you doing?
Bless.
We are blessed. So we are so blessed. But tell us about what you got going on. You were on the Fox News, and then you and tell everybody why you were on the Fox News here in
okay,
D.C.
Okay, so I was on Fox 5. They featured a few of us for Leaders of Today, Young Leaders of Today for Black History Month. And my story was about me offering free wigs to ladies who have cancer or severe illnesses due to hair loss. Or hair loss due to severe illnesses. So I just wanted to come on and share what I do. I make custom wigs for ladies who have breast cancer, cervical cancer, again, hair loss, alopecia, and they can come to the shop or I can come out to them in my mobile truck.
Mm. I love that. Yep. I love that. Yes, I love that,
Nice.
Dawn, that you do that. And I mean, so many people. And going to her shop, she makes you feel comfortable. It's almost like seeing a doctor, you know, but it's for hair. Mm-hmm. You know, she makes you feel comfortable, you know, where your hair, you know, level is as far as, you know, if it's thinning, if it's bald, if you're bald and don't have hardly any hair, you got a crown. This is a place, a woman that you would feel so comfortable with because
comfortable.
She knows and understands your situation and she sympathized with that as far as her care to make you feel gorgeous no matter where, you know, if you want to wear a wig, if you don't. You know,
right.
You know, Dawn just asked that thing about her. What were you saying, Dawn?
I'm sorry. I you know, this is a new day in time, so I always say wigs are the new weed. You can wear a wig and not even, and people won't even know that it's a wig. It looks like a sewing or extensions or something like that. So, I mean, I make my wig to look natural. Like, that's why they're custom. So, I mean, even if you go to a store and buy one, I don't think you should just put that wig on your head. You can customize it to fit your face.
Right.
So I
turn it to the side.
I love it. I love it. Tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
They can call me at 202-802-3098. They can also go to the website and they can see everything. They can see the wigs. I have hair care, natural hair care products for everyone. That website
products.
Is also www.salondawan.info. And Dawan is spelled DEJUAN.
Mm-hmm.
They also can go on Instagram or Twitter at The Salon Dawan and find me there too.
All right.
Yep.
Well,
that's
that is
perfect.
Good information.
Well, Wakanda out. Everybody can go bald now. Wakanda then got women out here just shaving their head off.
I know, right?
I also wanted to say I'm doing makeovers for ladies who have cancer. Me and another a makeup artist, a celebrity makeup artist, came together to offer makeovers to the ladies. They're free makeovers. They do have to write a story, send me an email about, you know, maybe a little short story about their experience and their hair loss. And then we'll make them over, and it's going to be also put on YouTube. So if anybody's
awesome.
Interested, yeah, they're free makeovers. If you don't have an illness or anything, we're still doing the makeovers, but they're only $275, and that includes your sew-in, lashes, and makeup.
Oh, I love it. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, this was good information, and I need you guys to go ahead and look her up because, like I say, I, you know, love her, just her dedication to, you know, glamorizing and making women feel beautiful no matter at every level and no matter what, the lashes, she does it all, the hair products and et cetera. Dawan at Salon Dawan. You got to go check her out. All right, Dawan, I'll be seeing you soon.
Okay.
All right. Love
people.
You.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye. Right,
bye.
Gina G, what she
yes.
say? Girl, we can't get
Whoa.
Off Whoa. This show without knowing what she say.
Well, what she say was kind of, you know, you've actually been talking about it all day a little bit today. So it's okay. It'll flow into what she says. So real quick, I just want to let people know, stop giving up on folks. Everybody is just giving up on people. Somebody make a mistake and you just cut them out the wheel. People rewriting their wheels for one mistake that somebody didn't did. People are getting divorced left and right. I mean, there's another couple that's getting divorced. You know, Tisha Campbell, Dwayne Martin is getting divorced. I forgot the other gentleman, but this what she say is just don't be so quick to cut people off. Sometimes you need to they need to heal. They're broken. They're hurt. Find out. You made a post the other day on Facebook, Dr. Gina, and you really put what did they call it? Hit the nail on the head. And it's true. Some people are just broken, and they don't even know they broken. Or if they know they broken, they don't know how to fix themselves. So don't just be so quick to cut somebody off, people, okay? Dang, what'd she say? Yeah, I said it. Calm down, relax. Let them take a moment. You take a moment, and then come back. Because I'm telling you, love is hard. And folks is up here divorcing left and right. They're losing friendships left and right over some of the littlest things. So what'd she say? Take a moment. Relax. Stop cutting people off. This music got people cutting people off in 2 seconds. I ain't got time for it. Cut it off. I ain't got time for it. Cut it off. Now, just imagine if she would have cut you off, you know, not wanting to go to church or, you know, anything happened. How could you have grown? So I just want to let that out. You know what I'm saying? Because today just been so inspirational, so informative. I had to throw something deep in on them. So just relax.
I agree. I ain't even got to say a word. I ain't even shocked at what she said. I'm glad she said it. So this makes 2 weeks in a row. I ain't mad at what she said because what she said is what needed to be said. And on rewind. Shoot.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. People hanging up on people and acting crazy, child. I mean, and then on the flip side of that, y'all, listen, you nobody's punching bag either. You don't need to be abused by anybody emotionally, you know, physically or any of that. You know, sometimes you got to part the Red Sea and let the good Lord heal them where they need to be. And then if it's meant to come back, it will. And that's that, because, you know, everybody's got something going on. You know, that's what I want everybody to understand. Everybody's got something, Gina, going on. It's not no man, and we can't, you know, frustrate someone else where they are. If they're not in a place where you are, that they handle things a certain way that you would handle it, you can't get mad at them and frustrated at where they are. You know, just thank God you're not there, and pray for them so they can get there. Because every level, I'm sure that it whatever you're going through, even though you may not react the way the other person act, you might react like a fool on something else that person may not react to. Ain't no man perfect around here. And that's the thing. That's we need to really be careful and less selfish. I think we're just such a selfish culture that it's all about how we feel and what we think and it's the way it is, you know. And no, don't let the devil lie to you no more, because that person ain't even thinking like the way you think they think. And they're not even thinking about you to the level you think they thinking about you. And ain't nobody talking about you like you think they talking about you.
That's right. God gives us chance after chance, you know, chance after chance to get it right. You know, so like you said, come on now, just don't be abused, but come on, Biggie, give me one more chance.
Oh, man. I mean, I know it's so much stuff going on with the hot topics and things like that. I wish and wish and wish that we could, you know, really go on, but we have to go. And it's just always so much fun talking to people that come on this show. I'm so thankful for Darlene McCoy, Apostle Pearl Howard, Elizabeth Brooks, and Dewan from Salon Dewan, and my girl, funniest female comedian in Florida, the whole state. Comedian Gina G up in here, my team sister, my girl. So glad that you can join us. Listen, you guys, where can everybody follow you? What you got going on this weekend, too? Real quick, we only got a couple of seconds.
Okay, real quick, I just got back from Trinidad. I have to throw that out there because I just found out that it was huge. So I didn't even know how big it was. But hey, this weekend I am working the concession stand at my son's basketball game. So I'm not doing nothing. But you can find me at Gina G2 Funny on Instagram and Facebook, T-O-O Funny on Facebook, and the number 2 Funny on Instagram.
And I want to say a shout out. And I, Trinidad, I just got to shout that out. That is so dope, so huge, so amazing, girl. I love it. God is blessing you and opening doors that no man can shut. It's amazing. I'm so thankful that that experience was a success for you and those that heard you and laughed at what you had coming out your belly. I want to say a happy birthday to my son, Emmanuel. His birthday is Friday. He will be 13 years old. 13, y'all. I got a preteen up in here. Oh, he's a teenager. He's not a preteen no more.
No, he's full, honey. He's full. He's now, you got full a full teenager. 13.
That's hence 13, okay?
Yes.
I guess I ain't let go yet, girl. I ain't ready to let go.
Mama. Hold on.
Did you enjoy the show, Gina G?
Say it one more time.
Did you enjoy the show?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, every time. Dr. Gina's radio chat is, I wish it came on every day. I know people are listening and get inspired by this show. So I'm just, I love it. Ain't nothing I can say now. Don't have me. I will go on another 30 minutes now. I love Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Well, we love having you on here. You've been such a blessing and such a, just a joy. So, you know, Doug, Don, all of us, Apostle Verl, everybody to come on here, the regulars, everybody that comes on regularly, Elizabeth, everybody, we just love having you. It's such a blessing to have you here. But listen, you guys go ahead and keep telling friends. We want this to be the number one, oh my God, internet radio show worldwide. And it's possible. You can make this happen. And thank you for expanding our Instagram and our social media. Go ahead and follow me on at Gina R. Prince on Instagram and also Dr. Gina's Radio Chat on Facebook. Go ahead and build all of that up. Twitter, go ahead and hit me up. I don't really know what I'm doing on there, but if you're going and follow me, I'm sure you can teach me what to do now. So go on
That's right.
Listen, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We love you here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Go and walk in your destiny. We love you guys. Until next time, you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. All right, until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.